Episode 1848, What is the Goal for Your Marriage?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. You made it. Yes, it is the weekend, and that means it's Saturday. It is Relationship Builders Day. How to build a strong foundation in your marriage. Now, one thing we really have to talk about, though, it's the Super Bowl. Come on. Are you rooting for the 49ers or the Chiefs? Who is it? Pick one. But one thing we have in common with, doesn't matter what the team is, they all have to what? Score a goal. So the question of the day is, what is the goal for your marriage? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, goals are set every day when it comes to business, fitness, finances, family planning, and education, name it, it's out there. You see it everywhere. It pops up in your social media feeds. In fact, you're probably like, don't talk to me about fitness goals right now because, yeah, I'm not going there. But what is the goal for your marriage? Love matters. The love you have for your spouse is crucial to the survival of your marriage for a lifetime. Yet, most don't think past the first day after the wedding. We immediately get caught up in the responsibilities and commitments of life. At some point, a child comes along. Or if they don't, that's okay too. It's only if we want them. And sometimes you may want them and they surprise you and come early. Or for some, they try for years and years and years. Some adopt, some never have. The thing is though, what? Life happens. Beyond the wedding, beyond that first year. And there it goes, time. No time for just the two of you. Stuff begins to pile up and the mountains of life seem taller and wider than the commitment to each other. You find yourself in survival mode and no desire to thrive. You're drowning in busyness, exhaustion, and frustration. And sometimes you don't even know what that looks like. You're barely getting through the day. When you look at your marriage, is it the type of marriage you envisioned? Do you remember when you had that kind of first little thought, oh, my Prince Charming, this is how it will be. I'll be married in this big, beautiful white dress and we'll live in this beautiful house with a white picket fence. Whatever your dream was, what was it? What did you envision? Maybe now you're in the season going, I feel like I have a frog. My frog didn't turn into a prince. I don't have this perfect house with a beautiful white picket fence. Maybe you even haven't thought about the type of marriage that you really wanted. Well, you're not alone. Many people don't correlate goals and marriage. There just seems to be an underlying assumption of what is expected. And that's where the trouble begins, preset assumptions and expectations. However, now that you're aware that goals are good for a marriage, decide what is the goal for your marriage. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Decide what is the goal for your marriage. Tony Robbins says this, setting goals is the first step in turning the invisible into the visible. Are you living blind in your marriage? Are you just living it with these preset assumptions and expectations? If you want to build a strong foundation in your marriage, you've got to turn the invisible into what? Visible. That's exactly what you need to do. You need to set goals so you can thrive, not just survive. Plus, goals give you something to work toward together, even when things are falling apart. So I've got some questions I want you to think about. I can't sit here today with you and determine what your goal is for your marriage or your goals, whether it's plural or singular. And understand this. You may have a goal for your marriage. You also may have a goal of your marriage. They are two different ones. That for and of, man, those prepositions, they get you every time. But this is a goal for your marriage. You're looking out. It's the overall. Consider the bird's eye view, the drone view, the hot air balloon view, whatever view that's much higher than where you're standing right now. That's the view that you're looking at. So I want you to ask yourself these questions. Number one, what do you want out of your marriage? This is like your projection. When you were that cute little 5-year-old, 6-year-old girl sitting there going, oh, talking with your little sweet girlfriends. I can remember when my son, our number 5, little G-man, we had moved to Kentucky and we had this adorable blonde girl, just a sweet little thing that lived across the street. Now, both of them went to preschool and I did it more for social for my young son. Not that he needed it by any means. He's my little go-getter. And so I didn't really need to have that, but it was good for him to really establish that because his brother, they're only 15 months apart. So they were very, very close. And he went off to school much earlier than G-Man did. Well, anyway, we had this cute little adorable girl across the street. And so one day he went over to play. And mom brought both of them over because she was bringing G-Man home. And I answered the door and, you know, they came in and she was like, I got to tell you something. I'm like, okay, they got married today. We're family now. And I just kind of looked and giggled. They weren't even 4 years old. Maybe it just turned 4. They were just babies. And my son is proposing, right? You never know when you have these kind of envisions as to what you want out of your marriage. What does it look like, whether you're a man or a woman? It's that projection, right? So answer that question. What do you want out of your marriage? Number two, what can you give to your marriage? This is like your sacrifice. What can you give? What do you have to give to your marriage? Most of us are thinking, what do I get out of my marriage? No, the question is, what can you give to your marriage? Number three, how can you grow in your marriage? Ah, this is participation. This is where it takes what? Just not you, but two. How can you grow in your marriage? What does that look like? Most of us are like, well, how can I grow my job? Like, I want a promotion. We don't think about our promotions in marriage. It's kind of strange. I can't get promoted as a wife. We joke with our children. They'll be cleaning. They'll get out the vacuum cleaner. You know, all of a sudden everything's clean. I come home and I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, you're bucking for a promotion, aren't you? Yeah, we laugh about that. But do we ever think about a promotion within our marriage? How can you grow? You grow in your work. You grow in life, as in skills, right? You weren't born knowing how to do laundry. You had to learn it. You were not born to go and speak a certain language. You had to learn it. So how do you grow in your marriage? How can your marriage stretch you? What does that look like? And finally, number four, why do you want a great marriage? This is your return on investment. Why do you want a great marriage? When the why is clear, the how is easy. It keeps you going when the going gets tough. When things aren't really matching up, when the puzzle pieces don't all fit together, when sometimes you're yelling at each other because of cookies that were pushed twice off the counter. That's for another episode, but I promise you it did happen, believe it or not. Yes. And it was in my house. Anyway, you set goals for your marriage, right? Don't leave your marriage to chance. Don't gamble with love. Brian Tracy says this. He's an entrepreneur. Trains thousands and thousands of people every year. He says, a goal without a plan is just a dream. Are you that 5 or 6-year-old little girl that still has that dream for that marriage that you don't feel like you have. Maybe it's lacking a goal. Maybe it's lacking direction. Just like my little G-man. Oh, he proposed already. He's already married. Sorry, ladies. I know he may only be 15, but you know he's taken. Okay, not really. Right? But it's just a dream if we don't have the plan, the goal, and a plan. It just is that dream. It's a wish. Be willing to do the hard stuff in order to enjoy the great stuff. We want it easy, don't we? Because life is hard. We get tired. Who wants to pay bills? Guess what? It's the first of the month. Not only is it happy new February 1st, it's Groundhog Day almost. And then on top of that, we've got the Super Bowl. We've got the Australian Open. I don't know. Are you staying up? Maybe you're up right now. 2:30 in the morning. Okay, that's Central Standard Time. So I guess it'd be East Coast time would be 3:30 in the morning. Yes, it's the women's final. Uh-huh. Turn it on. You can watch it with me. There's so much happening in life, but we forget about the most important thing. We forget about our marriage, where we said, I do, so we could become we do. That bed that you sleep in, who's the person sleeping next to you? Do you know them? This weekend is Super Bowl weekend, right? You've got the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs. Somebody's going to win. Now, we all have our favorite, but you know each team what? They have goals. And someone's going to have to make enough goals in order to win the game. They got to score enough points. You need to have goals. It's your marriage. The goals in your marriage. Where are you going to score the touchdown? Come on, touchdown. Have a Super Bowl weekend and kick off to a Super Bowl marriage. I cannot wait to hear stories. And you know what? You're going to be able to share them with me. Not that you can't send me an email now, but remember, we've got the AIM Academy coming up. It's the Super Bowl of Create Your Now. Oh, yes, it's exciting. So stay tuned here on the podcast and also on and in the newsletter that's totally being revamped. I'm so excited. I cannot wait for you. It's coming up just right around the corner. Go out today, this weekend, enjoy it. I pray you have sunshine, not only in the sky, but in your heart. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious Super Bowl weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.